Here I am with Ricky Henderson, who's standing in the Pentlands Ward for the Labour Party, and we're in the counting hall. And I wondered if you could give me some reflections on the campaign that, from the point of view of the Pentlands Ward.
Sure. Well, it's been a good campaign. It's been a long, hard campaign. A lot of work and a lot of time and effort put in. Spoke to an awful lot of people in the ward, which has been good. That's been very rewarding. And, well, I hope we get the result that we deserve. And obviously, looking across the city as well, I know that all the Labour candidates have worked very hard. We've had a good, clear message, a positive message to take to people. And, you know, people will make their judgment on that sometime later today.
Absolutely. You were talking about how different parts of your ward had different levels of turnout.
Yeah.
You know, what were you thinking about that? Is it...
Yeah, it is quite a diverse ward, and certainly in the areas round about Juniper Green, Curry and Blair, there was a very strong turnout yesterday, which was good. That was welcoming to see. People up there really care about local services, and they were there to express their view. Western Hills, I have to say, was very disappointing, with a very poor turnout there, and that's something really has to be tackled. Western Hills has lost a bit of its voice in recent years in terms of community activity, and I think that needs to be picked up on.
How would you like to see that happen?
Well, they have a community council at the moment which is supported, but it needs more support. They need to be mobilised. They lost the support of the Western Hills Rep Council a number of years ago, and that's led to Western Hills basically not having the same collective community voice that it once had, and not to speak up for local people. And we need to try and recreate that if we can.
Yeah, and so looking forwards, it's obvious, I doubt you're going to make any commitments about who you'd like to go into coalition with or partnership with at this stage in the game, but what do you think Labour's priorities for the next 100 days are going to be, if you like, for whoever you go into coalition with, what you're going to try and achieve?
Well, my personal ambitions over the next 5 years are jobs, houses, and more decisions taken locally on local services. So.